Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And welcome to our Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. For the first time, joined this season by Shauna Remus, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, heading into this season after a solid campaign a year ago where you went 18-4 and you only lose one senior off that team, but a very big senior in Sydney Johnson who provided a lot of points, a lot of rebounds, and did a lot of good things for you there last year. So as you kind of come forward this year, a lot of talent coming back that got a lot of time last year, Sydney Barrett, Jessica Meyer, Breezy Schroeder, Shea Larson, really the core group that's back. As you've seen what they've been able to do here in practices, what do you think about this year's group?
Yeah, we're definitely, our guard play is stronger, having the experience that we have coming off of last year, and Shay's, you know, an amazing athlete, and she's getting stronger every practice and every game, and we've got some younger kids that have less experience, but they're stepping up and finding their roles on the team as well, so it's really exciting to see them grow.
As you've done this now a couple of years, do you feel like maybe some of the success the girls have in volleyball kind of bleeds over with that athleticism and things of that nature?
Well, definitely, they know how to win. You know, they understand what it takes to be a winning team, and so I think, yeah, it definitely helps.
Moving on with your opener coming up Friday night, you have Concordia, and Concordia is a team that usually brings a pretty good group. Last year, Sydney Bergman led them, and she's been graduated now, so she's out. But when you look at Concordia, what do you expect to see with this team in 2018?
Well, they're definitely going to look different without her. You know, she was their go-to player, and they really ran the offense through her. So it'll be interesting. Their guard play is young, I think, but they have some pretty strong, aggressive posts, so we're going to have to manage that. But, I don't know that you don't get film at this point of the year, so we're just going to go in and play what we know how to play and be more concerned about what we can do and how we can execute and then stop them as we see fit, so. That's the game plan right now, anyway.
Since you have a season under your belt, you're into your second year as the head coach now. What are some of the things you look for here after you've now established your program heading into this year?
Oh, just a culture of learning how to play as a unit and as a team and how it takes all five players and definitely knowing what your role is on the team to be successful. But they've, you know, it doesn't take long. The kids have bought into all that. And they work extremely hard in practice, and hopefully it'll carry over at game time.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time here this week. We'll look forward to talking Lady Trojan basketball with you all season, and best luck when you open out the season Friday night.
Okay, thanks.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And welcome back in our locker room chats on KD Country 94, kdcountry94.com. Ryan Eiler joining us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan basketball team. Coach, coming in this season off of a 12-10 season a year ago, you do lose a couple seniors that had some playing time for you in Paxton Harris and Dawson Cooper, but a really good core group coming back. You know, guys like Vincent Pollin and Carson Cox, who are some good shooters for you, Tate Thompson on the inside, and Hayden Budkin, Hudson Smith, among others. But a nice core group anyway for you as you get into this season. What have you seen in practices so far from this group?
Well, we've had some good practices. It helps tremendously to have kids that have been through it before, and Just seems like you can move through things a little bit quicker because they know what you're trying to teach them. And this group's been really good about communicating so far this year and helping each other out and helping the younger kids. And it just seems like every time we try to put something in, we're getting through it quicker. And therefore, hopefully, slowing down on some of it so everybody understands exactly what's going on with it. But it definitely helps having some experience back. Hopefully, everybody's going to be nervous night number one, but hopefully because they've played a year ago and have quite a bit of experience that they can get rid of those nerves just a little bit quicker and get out there and do some good things.
Are there any, like, younger kids maybe that haven't gotten as much varsity experience that are standing out to you in practice right now?
Yeah, we're gonna have some kids step up. Bryce Mason's one that I feel like in practice has looked really good. You know, he's 6'6" and long and has given us a couple big guys inside. Braxton Eilert's a shooter that he's going to play and hopefully be able to stretch defenses by knocking down some outside shots and Trace McQueen. He had such a great football season that hopefully he can carry that over to basketball. And we've got 10, 11 guys that have the chance to play varsity basketball, and you normally don't play that many, so there is going to be some competition internally for those spots, which, I think is good. And it's always, great to have that depth, and but at the same time, it's going to take a little while to figure out how we want to use all that depth.
Concordia, as you open out the season on Friday night, just looking at their squad, they were under 500 last year, but they do have a Dylan Reed who averaged 16 points a game a year ago, and a Monson kid that might be back as well. Just overall, what do you expect to see from Concordia there on Friday?
Well, they're tough. They've gotten us the past, I think, 3 years, and it's time for us to come out and play well. And the Reed kid's the one that makes him go. He's been their go-to guy the past couple of years, and tall guard, so he's a tough to defend because he can knock down threes, and yet he's got size, so he can elevate above you and get off shots. And for us, we're going to have to be able to slow him down, and at the same time, offensively, we're gonna have to be efficient. And I don't know that we're going to be a high possession team, but we're one that's going to have to make sure that we look for our opportunities, and if it's not there, that we're able to execute things.
Well, Trojans head coach Ryan Eilert here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time, and best of luck as you start the season Friday against Concordia.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear those games from Concordia on Katy Country 94 and also on the online video stream at ncksports.com. Pre-game for the girls at 5:50, followed by the boys on Friday. Our Beloit locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
With Nextech's $89 TV and internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30 meg internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 super bundle from Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Kayla Corbett and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And we'll welcome you back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Kayla Corbett, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, joining us now. Coach, coming in off of a 9-12 season last year in your first year as the head coach, do lose a couple key players there. Your leading scorer, Olivia Engler, as well as Savannah Knoll, who was your leading rebounder. But a nice core group coming back for this team in 2018-19. As you've seen the group in practice, what stands out the most about this team?
Well, I think what stands out, two things really. We've gotten faster, and no way a dig towards Savannah and Olivia, but we have a more consistent team speed, and it's just they all fit together. This team is just the puzzle pieces fit together. They all play well together. They, you know, they have the same outlook, the same spirit and everything. I think it's just the fact that it's one complete team in many, many ways. I think that stands out the most to me.
You had a couple win improvement there in your first season last year from the previous season. Do you feel like you're going in the right direction and can continue to improve that here this year?
Yes, I think, you know, we had quite a few successes and when winning a sub-state game, and you know, ultimately we lost to Thunder Ridge, but we only lost by 3 points. And I mean, I told the girls if we had to go out and lose a game only by 3 points to Thunder Ridge, I mean that was a big to me. Even though it was a loss, it was still a big success. And you know, looking at the girls that came back and as hard as they worked last year, and the fact that we played summer ball this year, and we had camp and everything, that the freshmen are already, you know, season started and they're already even, you know, they're stepped right up and they've already had their kind of initiation time with summer league and camp and stuff. So I feel like we're already way ahead of the game because of what we did all summer. So yeah, I think the outlook is even better than what it was last year.
As you move on, you'll start the season here coming up on Friday night against Southern Cloud. Just kind of looking at the Lady Warriors, this is a group that went on the even 500, 11-11 last year, but they do have quite a bit of experience coming back from that team. They've got five seniors on the roster this year and definitely have made some progress. What are your thoughts on Southern Cloud on Friday night?
Well, in a way, they're kind of like us. They lost two of their major pieces there, but again, like you said, they have five seniors back. And kind of look at even across the board as far as height and experience and everything. It's going to be a close game, and I look at it as defensively. Hopefully, we'll be able to use our defensive speed a little bit more to our advantage, and that I think will be the difference is what we can do on defense and turn our defensive strategy into offensive points, basically.
Kayla Corbett, head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. We thank you for the time this week, Coach, and best of luck as you open out the season against Southern Cloud Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And welcome back in our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Jamie Walters joining us, the head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Well, Coach, it's kind of been an interesting start to the season. Obviously, 8-man football moved back last season. They started playing the same weekend as 11-man state championship games, and your boys made it all the way to the title game. So you've had a very brief amount of practice here to get set for the 2018-19 season. What's the biggest challenge, I guess, from that aspect of just only having, really, as we talk today, you're getting ready for your second practice?
Yeah, of course, there's a lot of challenges, but, you know, just like we talked earlier, the nice part is at least we've got, we lost Denton, but we've got five guys that played a lot, and, you know, we played quite a bit over the summer and stuff, too, so, you know, it's just putting in kind of what we have and, you know, trying to remember all of our stuff from last year, and, you know, the thing is you got to prepare for everything in 3 days, so you got to have a press break and, you know, man defense and offense for zone and man and all that stuff. So, yeah, there's a lot to put in 3 days probably. Nice part is we've got some pretty good athletes, and, you know, that's a nice problem to have when you got athletes that can, you know, make plays and stuff on their own. So,
You talk about those guys coming back, and you got basically five guys that did start at one point or another last season with Darnell and Darian Holloway back, and then your son Steele Walters there as well, and then obviously Cade Miller and Jordan Werry really came on for you last year. Just overall, what do you expect from those guys with another season under their belt and as far as leadership is concerned for this group?
Yeah, they should be a great group of leaders and stuff for our younger guys. And also, we had Vaughn Stoll. He moved in and he's played with us the last, couple summers. And we didn't have quite enough players over the summer, and he filled in for us there the last couple years. That group, they're, great leaders and obviously led to a chance for a state title there in football. I expect them to pick up kind of where they left off in football, step in and play hard and compete every night.
You open up the season coming up on Friday night with Southern Cloud. What do you expect from that group? I'm sure they've lost some seniors, but they do have some experience back on that group.
Yeah, they do. We had 3 weeks of practice last year, and I think we kind of got out of there with a win, but they gave us everything we wanted last year. I think they had a lead into the fourth quarter on us, and we played well down the stretch and made some plays and were able to pull out the win. But yeah, they'll be all we want because, like you say, I think they lost two seniors, started, but they'll have five guys that are pretty solid, so we'll have to be ready to play for sure.
Jamie Walters, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck as you open out the season on Friday night.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
With Nextech's $89 TV and internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30 meg internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech, too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 super bundle from Nextech.
We continue our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Rob Buckmaster. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Smith Center Lady Red head coach Nick Lynn joining us now, getting set for the 2018-19 season. Coach, pretty good nucleus coming back from a pretty good group that you had a year ago. So getting set for this season after going 14-9 last year. You do have many familiar names back on this team. I know Grayson Hutchinson and Kendra Maydew's had some good seasons for you. Bree Freeling as well, and I know I'm leaving some out, probably Holly Timmons, and you get Lizzie Fortmiller back this year after an injury a season ago. But when you look at this team, what are you seeing in practices, and how much are you looking forward to this season with this group?
Well, it's the same. I'm kind of fortunate because it's the same girls that we had in volleyball, and we had some success there, and I'm happy with our work ethic because that's the one thing that we have had pretty much every day from the beginning of the year until now is really good work ethic and practice and no drama. Sometimes you got girls, there's drama involved, and we've been able to stay away from that, and it's just been a good situation all the way around. And you're right, we do have some good minutes back from a year ago. Grayson and Holly and Caitlin Shelato are all going to be seeing a lot of minutes on varsity, and Bree Freeling and Lizzie Fortmiller, who I'm so glad to get her back from her injury last year on a torn ACL, and Kendra Maydew, it's just going to be good that we have that kind of a setup this year. And then we throw in Talon Rentschler, who's a 6-foot freshman, and she's kind of advanced for being a freshman and does a really good job, and she'll play a lot on our varsity as well as she did in volleyball. And then we're hoping that we have a couple other kids, Jesslyn Kirkhoff and Caitlin Shelato. Hopefully they'll come in and provide us some minutes off the bench that we're going to need.
So, again, a pretty good core group coming back. I'm looking at that roster. You do have a lot of height, and then you'll move on now to take on Plainville as you'll open out the season coming up on Friday night. When you look at Plainville, you have them at home. What's their team look like this year, and what are you expecting from the Lady Cardinals?
Well, they have a girl named Dewey, and is just a very, very good player, a guard, and I think she averaged over 20 points a game and just very athletic and great assist person. And you really can't press someone like that because they're so good with ball handling and getting around that. But we had to focus on making sure that she doesn't individually just really hurt us. So we're kind of going to be focused on that. But we're working a lot of things team-wise. We do have some height, like you mentioned, and we just cannot afford to make dumb fouls or get in foul trouble, and we've been emphasizing that in practice. And no matter how long you talk about that, emphasize that in practice, it never seems like in a game it happens, and you think, oh, my gosh, here we go again. And so we've been doing some things in practice this year, a few different things, wrinkles, too, that we've done. And we've had 12 or 13 practices in. They've been pretty good, and hopefully it'll show on Friday night.
Nick Lynn, head coach of the Smith Center, Lady Red, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for taking the time to join us again this week, and we'll look forward to talking Lady Red basketball all season. Best of luck as you start the season Friday night.
You bet. Thank you.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
Hey, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Rob Buckmaster joining us now, the head coach of the Smith Center basketball team. Coach, coming off of a season last year where you went 10-13, had your ups and downs, getting set for this 2018-19 season. I know you haven't had a lot of practices with the football team, making it all the way to the state championship and winning that again, but as you've gone on here and looked at the group so far, what are your overall thoughts on the way the kids have been playing and practicing so far?
Well, our kids play hard, and we played quite a bit in the summer, so hopefully we can build on last year. You know, we played pretty well at the end of the season. You know, our best time was in February, and we won a sub-state game, so we did some good things, and that's kind of what we're shooting for again, is try to be the best we can be in February.
Do you have some of your names that kind of led the team last year, and Colby Benoit and Austin Hobelman and Reese Buckmaster back? You do lose guys like Brett Meyer, Jesse Staples, and Trace Haven from last year, but how do you look at some of these different guys stepping into different roles and taking the leadership of those other guys that I mentioned at the start there?
Oh, I think we'll be fine. I mean, you know, we've lost those seniors, but we've got guys to fill their places and work hard. You know, they're not going to bring the same things to the table as those other three guys, but they do some things differently, and so hopefully we can adjust and, you know, make up for those lack of, you know, maybe some scoring here or there, but hopefully we may play a little better defense, rebound a little better, and, you know, hopefully things will continue to get better.
You'll open out the season with Plainville coming up here on Friday night. You always do open with the Cardinals. I had some pretty good rivalry games here in the past in football, basketball, just overall at Smith Center in Plainville. It's kind of developed. When you look at Plainville, what do you expect to see from this year's team?
They're going to be a hard-nosed team. You know, they got two really good players, Copeland and Casey, you know, kind of both guards. Casey's kind of in between. He can kind of play everywhere, and Copeland's a very good shooter, so is Casey. So, you know, we're going to have to, you know, kind of control the tempo a little bit. We're not going to be able to run up and down the floor, and you know, because we're not in shape by any means. Mm-hmm. But you know, hopefully, you know, we've got some depth. Hopefully, we can play 9-10 players, you know, most games, and you know, hopefully, we can at least slow them down a little bit, play a little better defense, you know, and keep the tempo to our pace until we kind of get our legs underneath us in a couple 3 weeks. So that's going to be our plan anyway.
Rob Buckmaster, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks for the time, Coach. We'll look forward to talking Redmond basketball with you all season, and best of luck against Plainville Friday night.
All right, thank you. Have a good week.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
With Nextech's $89 TV and internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30 meg internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 super bundle from Nextech.
Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, wants you to attend their upcoming Parts and Service Expo events. It's the best time to buy parts all year. Take advantage of special discounts at the event and other discounts throughout the month of December. You'll find savings on oil and filters, attachments, gifts for under the tree, and most pre-ordered John Deere parts. You'll also have a chance to visit with our trained and certified technicians and sign up for our winter service specials. Don't miss out. It only comes around once a year at your local Landmark Implement. Visit landmarkimp.com for a complete schedule of our expo events. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats, KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Steve Crist joining us, the head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopard basketball team. Coach, coming into this season after a 6-15 campaign a year ago, did lose some seniors off of that group with Lenny White, Allison Chris, Mackenzie Lina, Brianna Wilson, but have some juniors coming back that provided you some quality minutes and some other younger players. Just overall, what are your thoughts on this year's team and who's standing out and what you've seen in practice so far?
Well, we are going to be a little bit young. We did lose four seniors last year that did take up quite a bit of the playing time, but we do have Michaela Brenneman coming back at our point guard, and she's been playing there on the varsity level since her sophomore year. So I do think that makes me feel pretty good. I think she does a pretty good job breaking presses and getting us into our offenses and things like that. So that definitely helps. And then inside we have Carson Walter, who's a junior that has been playing varsity level since she was a freshman. So, you know, you have one on the inside and one on the outside like that have experience. You can build around that. And we have another senior, Macy Squires, that hurt her knee her sophomore year, so she only got a half a year that year. Last year came back and played, but, you know, coming off a knee injury, an ACL injury, it takes a while to get back into it. And I've seen some really good things out of her so far in practice, just kind of getting back to her old self. So with those three that have quite a bit of varsity experience, we're going to have to build around that. But we just don't have a lot of other varsity experience, and we've got some freshmen that are going to probably end up having to play some minutes. So it's just going to be a rebuilding type of a thing. I do think these freshmen can step in and contribute with basketball like they did in volleyball, but it's going to take some time. So we've got to figure some things out. But there's definitely a nucleus of girls there that I think we can build some things around and do some good things throughout the year.
You're going to have a little bit different look to open the season this year. You're going to go down south to Little River. Little River is a team that last year went 15-8. They did lose their leading scorer, which was a senior, but it looks like everybody else is pretty much back for them. They're pretty balanced scoring-wise after that. When you look at Little River, what do you expect to see from their group?
Well, just pretty much like you said, I don't think they're going to be anything flashy, but they're just going to be a good, solid group. I did, you know, watch a little bit of some of their films from last year, and their senior that graduated, it's going to hurt them losing her. She was, I think, their leading scorer and leading rebounder, so that's definitely going to hurt them a little bit. But when you have that much experience coming back, I just keep thinking how much farther ahead of the game they are right now than we are, because I'm trying to teach all these freshmen things and stuff like that. So, you know, going down there to their place and them having all that experience, it's going to be a pretty big challenge for my young girls to step up to that. But, you know, like I said, I don't think they're going to be anything just outstanding, but just a good solid. You know, it's Little River. That's what they do. They're just always good. They're always solid. They're going to be fundamentally sound. They're going to play good defense. And so, you know, it's that time of the year where you try not to worry too much about them, because we're still trying to figure things out ourselves. But they'll present a good challenge for us, and we'll see what kind of start we can get off to.
Steve Crist, head coach of the Lincoln Lady Leopards, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to talking with you each week this season, I should say, and best of luck as you open out at Little River Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate your time also.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joe Biggs joining us, the head coach of the Lincoln basketball team on the boys' side. Coach, getting set for this 2018-19 season. 4-17 a year ago, but you did have a lot of youth there and guys that were trying to step into different roles for you as you head into this season. Who's standing out for you, and what are you expecting from this group?
Well, you're exactly right. We did have a lot of youth, and we actually, you know, we still do have a pretty young team. We will have a couple sophomores that'll play significant minutes, and a junior, and then a couple seniors. So it's not like we're stacked with seniors and juniors, but we got five or six guys, seven guys that'll really contribute this year. Drew Biggs has been playing really well in practice. Sam Hill, Landon O'Hare, Tyler Good, and then Zach Obermiller. All those guys played significant minutes last year. And it's really showing through in practice. So I'm really looking forward to seeing us compete and seeing what we can do.
So with that, you'll open out the season coming up here on Friday night. And just overall, when you look at this matchup, you get a Little River, kind of a different way to start the season out of the league, and a team that you're not probably overly familiar with. But I know their boys last year had a really good group and a couple of young kids that could really shoot the basketball. What do you think about the Redskins coming up on Friday?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of excited to get down in the south part of the state. You know, like you said, it is kind of a change of matchups and gives us a different look, you know, than the teams we play every week. I know they're going to be, I mean, I do know a little bit about them from my time down at Gossel and during those years, and I don't think they've changed much. They are an up-and-down team, and they shoot the ball quick, and they play scrappy defense, and usually it's, you know, full court man-to-man or some sort of press. So Wolves have to handle that pressure, and then on the defensive side, be able to identify the shooters. Like you said, I know they have a couple kids, maybe a couple brothers that can just shoot the ball. So we've got to know where the shooters are and see where we end up.
When you play this first game of the season, what's the first thing and the biggest thing that you're going to look for from the group here in week one?
I'm going to look for my top five or six guys to be able to work together. That's the main thing we've really been stressing was this team has got to come together with a wide array of ages that we have. They're going to have to come together as the season progresses. Like I told them, it's not going to be an instant cure, but if we can make it happen, you know, halfway through the year or towards the end of the year, this group has a chance to do something special.
Joe Biggs, head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. We'll look forward to chatting with you all season, and best of luck on Friday night against Little River.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday Locker Room Chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Jerry Webb. The Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Darren Grauerholtz joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorn basketball team. Well, Coach, you got a very good nucleus returning from last season's team that went 22-4 overall and finished fourth place at the 1A Division I state tournament. But just kind of looking back at what you were able to do on that and then building forward with a good core group of starters, Lane Pettijohn, Brennan Kirkhoff, Elizabeth Hardacre back for you. Jaden Bowden did a lot of nice things, as well as Mariah Stauffer, who is kind of back but will have to sit out a little bit with an injury here. Just overall, what do you feel about this year's group coming in?
Well, you know, it's the senior dynamics thing I haven't really figured it out yet to see, you know, if we're on the same page or not. But last night's practice went very well. I was very pleased with what took place. But, yeah, you know, when you can return that many girls off the team that we had last year, it's definitely a plus. You know, you get that great leadership on the floor. And the great thing about these girls is they're so willing to help the younger ones out because they know that that's how you continue the tradition here at Thunder Ridge. So just really excited to get this thing going and to see what we got and where we're at.
What do you feel about some of those younger girls maybe stepping into different roles? You did lose one starter in Kennedy Ritzky from a year ago, but how do you replace that, and how do you feel about maybe the depth compared to some teams in the past?
Well, you know, and like you said, you know, Jay Bowden, she came off the bench and did a tremendous job for us, and this year she's going to be starting. And, of course, like you indicated, that Mariah Stopper's going to be hurting here for a few more weeks, but we got Iva Russ coming in there, and she looks pretty good. But I've got a couple good sophomores in Rainey Raby and Madeline Davis that are really doing some nice things for us, too. Very aggressive and got that killer instinct. So I think that we're going to be okay. You know, they've had some great education along the way, how we want to do things, how we want to play the game. And like I said, that starts at the top of those seniors and what they thought these younger girls.
You open out the season with Chase coming up Friday night at home. Chase is a team that's they've struggled a lot in the last few years. I think that's well known. But what do you expect to see from that group this year?
Well, you know, they've always been scrappy. And like you said, you've got to still come out and make the shots in order to win the ball game. And we can do that. I think we're going to be all right. But like I said, he does a nice job with what he's got. He's only had six girls out this year, which is unfortunate for him. It's tough to do a lot of things. But, you know, Dighton only had nine on their football program, and look how far they got. So, you know, just because you don't have the numbers, it's the quality that counts, and I think they have some decent girls down there, Chase.
Darren Griner holds the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, well, thank you for the time this week, and best of luck as you open out the season Friday night.
Hey, appreciate it, Jesse.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7. So you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
Well, welcome you back on our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. Jerry Webb joining us now, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, getting set for your second year there as the head coach, and kind of established a little bit last year. You picked up three wins, but you're in so many games there toward the end, just couldn't quite finish off. But the good news is for your squad, you've got basically everybody back that did a lot of good things for you, and definitely guys like Brandon Grauerholtz and Landon Gearing and Britt Bauman, and I don't want to leave anybody out. Kyler Seaman had a great freshman year for you. Riggs Renneberg and Colton Davis, just some of those names that were prominent for you a year ago. As you've seen these guys in practices getting ready for this season, what stood out so far about your second year?
I just think, you know, maturity, to kind of understand, again, what we're trying to do. We're really kind of focused on just being more and more consistent, start to finish, you know, practice, drills, scrimmages. And I've seen they've come a long way this year already in that, settling into their roles. So I think we're looking pretty good so far.
Most of these guys are on the football field, too. Do you feel like some of that success that they had during football season is bleeding over for this group as far as maybe some of their confidence and excitement?
Yeah, I do. Joel did a really, really good job in his group, and I think, you know, the winning and just showing these guys that they can do it. Plus, you know, Joel kind of pushed them pretty hard, and that helps me, too. They come in prepared and ready to work. So, yeah, it's been beneficial.
You open that season coming up on Friday night. You have Chase coming into town at home. Chase, a team that they're probably going to be low on numbers. They typically have been here over the last couple seasons. But when you look at that team, what do you most expect from Chase on Friday night?
Yeah, they're good defense. Yeah, they graduated their big guy last year, so led them in points and everything for the year. But, you know, they're well coached. They have a couple good freshmen that I only expect to be better, and they'll get after you, so we'll have to play a complete game.
As far as your team, what's the biggest thing you're looking for in the first game of the season as far as improvement?
Finishing. Chase, last year we went down there and first game, and you know, by halftime we were up pretty good, and the boys were pretty confident, and they outscored us 18-10 in the third quarter. So we're just focusing on finishing and being committed to being all the way through the game.
Jerry Webb, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. We'll look forward to chatting with you all season, and best of luck as you open the season Friday night.
Thank you, sir.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
With Nextech's $89 TV and Internet bundle, it's like Christmas all year long. This awesome package includes TV Now and tons of free features, including HD, DVR, and replay TV. And with TV Now, no cable boxes are required. Your $89 bundle also includes blazing fast 30-meg Internet and a 24-month price lock guarantee. You'll get an extra gift from Nextech, too, a free Fire TV stick to watch your TV Now on. It's the gift that keeps on giving. The $89 Super Bundle from Nextech.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.